the city that puts the rad into trade deficit. It works on paper better. It's the Adelaide Mail Week in Review. I'm Trent Bartlett, and alongside me is a man who was the first person aged under 50 to ever voluntarily join a neighborhood watch committee. Dan Schmidt, hello.
It was actually true.
What goes on at neighborhood watch meetings? Because I imagine it's exactly like the, you know, the movie Hot Fuzz.
Where, it's exactly, you know, like that.
They're all concerning themselves with like a swan on the loose, but then secretly they're plotting to kill certain neighbors in the neighborhood.
Yes, and you're next, by the way. So watch your back, buddy. What a week in Adelaide it has been, though.
Has it what?
Lots of news going on.
Ready to kick into a review of the week?
Tell me what happened, buddy.
All right. Well, the week kicked off with Adelaide being named Australia's coolest city by those arbiters of all things cool, the Wall Street Journal. And as we know, who knows cool better than a broadsheet newspaper that covers the economy, the NASDAQ, and movements in five-year government bond prices? Adelaideans leapt on the revelation that someone finally thought their city was cool with the exact type of high energy enthusiasm that you'd expect from someone who had never had that word used to describe them, with Premier Malinauskas reportedly spotted standing out front of the Wall Street Journal's offices with a voice recorder pleading with the journo who wrote the piece to say it again so he could play it back to, quote, those loser Victorians. Dan Schmidt, what's the coolest thing about Adelaide?
Well, look, first of all, I love that the Wall Street Journal has called us the coolest city in Australia, because if there's one thing I know about their speculations is that they're never wrong. But, you know, I think
they were saying things are bound to be on the up ahead of 2008. Onwards and upwards for the American economy there.
The coolest thing about Adelaide is we do go apeshit when anyone mentions us in any sort of international. I think a few years back, the New Yorker did a very small 50-word article on a Mexican restaurant in Salisbury. And then that week, there were just lineups around the corner for this relatively average Mexican restaurant in Salisbury. We really are that state. You know, we are the collective crowd at a Pink concert, and she says Adelaide, and we all go, yay! That's
oh my
us.
God, she knows
that's
a name. Us. How does anyone, she know a name?
Yeah, I know. We're crazy, right? Crazy.
I think I've been thinking about what makes Adelaide so cool.
Okay.
And I reckon I pinned it down to one thing. Ranella's junk food corner down South Road, right at the corner of South Road and Sheriff's Road. And while it is a very, very, very cool place to hang out, just in your car in the Hungry Jack's car park, maybe a couple of trays, like the takeaway trays.
Yeah, under the wheels, front wheel drive only. Yep.
Burnouts, baby, front wheel drive burnouts. The coolest part, though, is that Adelaide looked at this intersection, this junction of roads, if you will, different junk food joints scattered around this junction, and thought, no, we're going to call it Junk Food Corner. We're not calling it Junk Food Junction. Ooh, that would be far too junction. Obvious. We're calling it Junk Food Corner. It's not even a corner. It's clearly an intersection.
You know what? I must be a little slow on the uptake because I've never actually thought of that either until now. So maybe we're just we're unintentionally cool with these things. But you know who aren't cool? Those squares from Adelaide Uni.
Those nerds.
There was an article this week in the Tizer, and this is going off script a bit, and we'll get to the real story in a minute. There was an article about there was one kid from Adelaide Uni, and he was like, I quit drinking and saved $14,000 a year.
$14,000?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, price of drinks have gone up, but that is excessive. And clearly, look, and there were a bunch of like Adelaide Uni students like, I've quit drinking and I've saved this much money.
What are you doing so much at better. Uni?
I don't know. Uni bars.
I don't think the uni bar exists anymore. That $14,000 was keeping it in business.
Just holding everything together. Anyway.
Hey, a lot of money in that sticky floor.
Like literally. there was a lot of coins that we couldn't get out. Yep. Yeah. What has happened is they're going to merge the two unis together. So we won't be able to make the jokes about, you know, the cool uni and the uncool uni anymore. But the state opposition.
So I know which was the cool one, which was the uncool one.
The cool one is Tabor College, Christian University. All right. So the state opposition has supported legislation to merge the University of Adelaide and UniSA. David Spears also echoed this statement, saying the deal was so safe, he'd be willing to put one of his dozen houses on it. What? Which begs the question, what other South Australian proposals have been too big to fail?
What about the proposal of the state bank making it into the 21st century? That was that was just far too ambitious for South Australians to handle.
How could a bank fail? Like, in all honesty,
it's never happened.
Look, we have a great history of these things that are too big to fail. We'll take the Maya Centre, for example. Actually, you know, that's still thriving, I think, if you go in there.
Well, there's some great places. Around the front door where there are still emo kids hanging out, which is just baffles belief for me. And then you go any further and it's a complete ghost town.
Hey, look, it's, you know, a great place if you want to get some peace and quiet away from all the hustle and bustle of the mall. It was the world's most expensive shopping center or building at one point.
World's most expensive building, and I believe at one point was supplanted. Is that a word? Supplanted?
Yes.
It's not the right word for this situation, though, is it?
Oh, I thought you were talking that's who opened it, Sir Planted. No, I don't know what that means.
Replaced by the new Royal Adelaide Hospital, which money well spent. Very few roller coasters in the new hospital, though, I find.
That is a bit of a letdown, I will say.
There's a couple. Do you remember the screaming of the old Maya Centre?
Yes, constantly. That was a tape playing, and they had to stop it eventually because it was actually driving the workers, like, it was causing them.
Yeah. Wait, was it really? That was a tape. That was a tape playing.
It was a tape playing. Yes.
In what world?
There was some actual screaming, but there was an actual tape playing.
That explains.
Did you not know?
I didn't
this?
Know it was a tape. That explains why, if you go to Westfield Marion now, there's shrieking playing over the PA. Although that could just be people being reminded of where they are for most of the shrieks. But it's supported. That's boosted up by a tape. Over the Westfield PA.
Yeah. Well, it was you know, played to, you know, say, look, this is an exciting place. This is an exciting roller coaster. It's all happening. But the people who had to work there for 9 hours just heard this screaming.
My mum
all day.
Used to work at the Maya Centre, and she would literally come home with a headache because people were shrieking in terror all day. I didn't realize that was a centre management saying, I know how we'll lure people into this building. A tape playing all day with shrieks of terror.
I'm sure there's a class action lawsuit your mum can get on at some point.
She'll find it.
Coming up. but yeah, also, you know, one-way freeway, that was also too big to fail as well. But, you know, reversible freeway, it was actually too small to fail.
It was too small and it literally did fail. So.
Man, maybe not the right point. Anyway, let's get to your stories.
On Tuesday, dating review website mydatingadvisor.com ranked Maslin's Beach as the world's third best spot for skinny dipping, beating out other potential Adelaide skinny dipping spots like Glenelg Sewage Treatment Works, the St Kilda Mangroves, or that fountain that they used to have in Tea Tree Plaza Food Court that always seemed to have a bunch of rubbish caught in it. You know that. Fountain.
You really did, yeah. The great.
In establishing the rankings, the survey looked at factors like pollution, weather, safety, and having a healthy number of single 50-year-old men just walking up and down the beach aimlessly with a hat on and nothing else.
Absolutely.
Dan, this was a dating review website that published this list.
Oh, wow.
Can you think of any worse places for a date than Maslin's?
The dunes behind Maslin's, I think. I mean, it's not really a date. It's more of a first encounter place or so.
Again, this is a dating reviews website. And yeah. would you bring a date to a nude beach?
Not a first date.
Not a first date.
Well, I've seen plenty of dates there, if you know what
Very
I mean.
Good. He's talking about assholes.
yeah, but no, it's great to see that Adelaide is doing so well in the rankings and that Maslin's beat off many competitors as they, you know, as tradition down at Maslin's. I think it's Maslin Beach, but it's just known as like Harris Scarfs or Holden's, putting the S on things. It's very South Australian.
Got to lay ownership over new beaches and defunct car brands.
Exactly. But hey, speaking of things that are defunct, Matthew Perry died on Wednesday. The only hotel introduced an $18 cocktail named the Chandler Bing of the recently deceased Friends star. However, the move was criticized for being insensitive, especially considering Matthew Perry's well-documented struggles with alcohol addiction. despite the drink being presented as a tribute to Matthew Perry and was probably done in, you know, with good intentions, followers on the Unleashed Instagram expressed that the promotion was in poor taste, referencing his past alcohol battles. How could they have better honored Matthew Perry?
I don't know. I think if they were looking to honor the life of someone who worked on Friends, best idea was to create a cocktail that took 10 years to drink, had very little cultural significance, was saccharine sweet at times, and just got worse and worse as you got to the end of it.
There we go. Never watched the show. I think I've watched one and I was like, this is enough for me. So probably for me, it'd just be, just one shot and I'm like, oh, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Later in the week, Port Adelaide decided that it had gone too many consecutive days without everyone hating them and announced that they wanted to, once again, leave the SANFL.
Oh, good.
This time for a National AFL Reserves League where they'll presumably claim to have won a few hundred premierships before being bundled out in the finals in straight sets. Dan, what is the best thing about Port finally leaving the SANFL?
The best thing, that is it, Port leaving the SANFL, they will have to be known as Port Power, a term that their fans absolutely hate. They will not be able to wear their prison bars, their beloved prison bars, ever again because they're joining an AFL competition. The Magpie will be gone. And Port fans, as we're already seeing on Facebook, will be like, this is the best decision we've ever made. Because, you know, they think they're too good for a competition that they haven't won a flag in 25 years. It has been that
really
long.
25 years?
I saw the picture. I saw the picture that Channel 9 posted and it was like Port Adelaide to leave SANFL and it's a bunch of like players holding the cup. And I'm like, oh, they could have got a more recent picture. But then I'm like,
they literally
oh no, 1999 was the most recent time for Power won a grand final in the SANFL.
Well, they could have loaned one.
I would like to
Clonell.
Note there's like eight sides as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there even that many? I think there's three.
I think there's eight.
I can only
now.
Name three.
There's Woodville Warriors. There's the Woodville Peckers.
Yep.
And there's the Woodville West Torrens Eagles. Yeah. Born team.
Yeah, a lot of clubs based around Woodville. Such a unimportant suburb, aren't they?
Oh, it's good. They're a good team.
And finally, depending on when you're listening or perhaps even where you're listening, you're either watching the 2023 Christmas pageant or maybe reserving your spot on the footpath for the 2024 Christmas pageant. I think the average dad is getting there about three months in advance now. Is that?
I'm already there. Right? This is a green screen.
Yeah, right. I was about to ask, are you heading along?
We are heading along, but we have to juggle other sporting commitments and things with the other children who are now too old for the pageant. But we want to
I'm
take our
stop
youngest.
You there. I don't think that going to the Christmas pageant can technically be classed as a sport. And I tried. I was a very unathletic child. I really tried for that extracurricular.
Hey, we're going to have to fight to get those front row spaces and, we're all about wrestling in this family. If I have to body slam a six-year-old, I will. So that's going to be the quote that promotes this, isn't it? But
it will be now.
So what we've got to do is just get there, see a little bit of the pageant. Maybe one of us leaves. It's just a hassle to get in and out, find a space and all of that. And, you know, it really is honorable that Santa does come and spend a good, you know, two and a bit months in Adelaide, you know, during his busiest time of year, one would assume.
It seems poorly planned on his behalf. Maybe he wouldn't have to rush around on Christmas night if he didn't spend so fucking long in Adelaide every year.
Hey, coolest city in the world. That's he thought they meant literal, like the North Pole. He's like, I heard Wall Street Journal saying Adelaide's the coolest. I don't know what's going on here. Global warming.
He just loves the cold. He's one of those weirdos that was like, I actually like winter. It's like, you don't know.
Oh, this is, it feels pretty warm to me, actually.
I've seen photos of you surfing with a kangaroo and sunglasses on. I know you're secretly
like, he knows what's going on.
All right, thanks for taking a look back at the week that was. I will, I won't see you at the Christmas pageant, but enjoy. And I'll catch you next week
for another big week now.